Saturday at Terra Studios near Elkins, the annual Spring Music Fest includes 8 bands playing for a worthy cause, Meals on Wheels. The free festival, you're asked to donate what you wish to Meals on Wheels at the venue, begins Saturday morning at 10 at Terra Studios and will last until 6 Saturday evening. Jamie Ulick and Val Gonzalez, organizers of the Spring Music Fest, came to KUAF earlier this week. Jamie says while the event isn't new, the immediate surroundings at the stage are.
The stage is our newest addition. One of our glassblowers came up with the idea of building a castle, and we kind of all spun it around, and everybody talked about the different ways of doing a castle. Then we decided, well, we could do a stage that looks like a castle. So we got off in that vent, and then we decided, well, if you have a castle, you have to do the whole, you know, creative anachronism thing. We got in the knights and all that, and then we got into the idea of a chessboard. So we got online and looked all over and found these wonderful 24-inch tall chess pieces, and we created a chessboard in the lower floor, but the dance floor below the stage. Actually, we've created a chessboard that has 16-inch squares. They're big enough to where people stand close. We can actually do chess with full-size people on it. Or we can, you know, just play with our 24-inch chess pieces. And the company advertises them. You can drop them out of an airplane, and they'll still be okay. So we got them so they're kid-proof. So we want, like, little bitty kids that are as tall as the chess pieces to be able to move them. They're real lightweight. They're easy to move. And we're really excited.
You know how you know when you work at Terra Studios? When the sentence begins, one of our glassblowers wanted to make a castle, and then it happens.
Exactly.
It's really exciting. It's so exciting. The creativity there is palpable, and it's just so much fun. We'll come in with a picture of something, and then everyone will be buzzing about it. Right now we have another little project in the works, and our glassblower, one of our other glassblowers, is testing buoyancy and different things. We're going to have something in the pond.
Probably not for this event, though, but you'll have to come out later in the summer for that.
Well, this event will feature all kind of music, as is normally the case when you do one of these events. Some of these musicians I've heard of, Efren White, Old Dime Box, people who are familiar with Northwest Arkansas music. Some I've recently become familiar with, Tin Pan Alley Cats, who I first saw at Terra Studios. But there's some others here that maybe people haven't heard of. Help us out.
Okay. Township 13 is a young man named Jesse Dean. He's out of Winslow. One of those kids who kind of grew up back in the woods playing instruments, and he's got a great voice, plays everything. I played with him probably when I was about 13, and I was just blown away with what an amazing musician he is. He's in his mid-20s. He's been playing around town. He's starting to get popular, and we're real excited about showcasing him out there. Tin Pan Alley Cats, as always, they're just an amazing group that are playing out there. Cirque du Soleil, I'll let Val talk about them. They're a really exciting young band that's really up and coming. They're all just in high school still.
They're actually all in 10th grade. They're all sophomores. It's 5 guys. One of them dates my daughter, and that's how we got to know them. Chloe told us that Nate could play guitar, and we had a cancellation for Sunday music, so it's not just monthly. We have music every Sunday in the gallery. And so it was January. We figured it wouldn't be a really busy day, and we'd give this, you know, at least to be somebody playing music. He blew us away. He's a great musician. And his friends, Nate Korth, Cody Nielsen, Scott Love, Jared Thompson, and I'm forgetting one, and Philip Shepard, who's also got a great voice. So the 5 of them together play great music. They're all just very talented young musicians, and they're very, very fun. The first group that we have is also wonderful, the Morris siblings. Actually, Tin Pan Alley Cats told us about Lacey Morris, and we invited her out, and she brought her brother along, and together they have grown up playing music, really talented. And as Jamie was saying when we walked in, you know, these folks that are just up and coming and fabulous musicians. It's really fun to give them a stage, a place to play. And premiering our stage is really, I think it's going to be just great fun.
So you have the Morris siblings at 10, Township 13 at 11, Cirque du Soleil, I love that name, at 12, Tin Pan Alley Cats at 1, East of Zion comes on stage at 2.
Mm-hmm. East of Zion is a local band. They actually are East of Zion Road. They play country and they play a little bit of gospel. They've done some really wonderful gospel stuff out there. Then we have Efren White at 3. And we have Antone and the Nightcrawlers, which nobody will have a clue who that is. That's actually 3 very well-known musicians in Northwest Arkansas. It's John Johnson, Mike Sumner, and J.T. Huff.
Old Dime Box. Venerable band.
No, they've been around forever. They just always are a wonderful dance band. It's, you know, we decide we close with them because everybody can be up and test out the dance floor. It's a, you know, it's a great dance floor down below.
That being the chessboard.
That'd be the chessboard. Then we also, one of our guys decided we needed shade, so he built a wonderful big shade arbor just across from the stage, between the stage and the pond. So we, this year, if you were out there last year and baked in the sun, we'll actually have a place you can get out of the sun.
The music from 10 until 6, proceeds go to Meals on Wheels.
Yes. We've been trying all different kinds of ways to look at how to support the organizations that are really important to our community. And this is, we're going to try something new this time. We really like doing our music festivals for free because we feel everybody needs to be able to come out and have a good time. We need to have things in our community that we can do for free. But at the same time, you know, we're going to all go out. We're going to all look for entertainment. We're going to all look for fun things to do. And what we're going to do is we're going to start producing fun events, get the musicians involved, get the community involved, get people to do fun events, and then just solicit people for different organizations. This one's Meals on Wheels because they made it through last year. They actually got the people off the waiting list by the end of the year. It took them 6 months to get that done.
Yeah, it was a pretty amazing feat.
And their new budget starts July 1st, and they are at zero again. So
we learned about them during the Angel Fest that they were in need, and so we contacted Sherry Napier, and it's fabulous to get to work with folks that need, you know, their budget is not huge. It's like if everyone in Northwest Arkansas gave up a latte, done. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's so cool to do an event like this that's totally free. You give what you want to give.
And for many people that are served by Meals on Wheels in Washington County, it's the only food they might get that day.
And the contact, I mean, it's also your friendly visit, your check-in once a day. These folks are homebound seniors. Most of them don't have family in the area or family that can get to them every day.
So and a lot of them are homebound just because they've just recently had an operation. Right. They're recovering, and that's why it's so important to get food to them quickly because, you know, 2 months from now, it's really irrelevant whether they ate every whether. If we got to cut them a contract now, you know, we need to be able to have the resources and the finances to be there when the elderly in our community need us.
All right. Jamie? Val, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
Jamie Ulick and Val Gonzalez are organizers of Saturday Spring Music Fest at Terra Studios near Elkins. Music will begin Saturday morning at 10 and will last until 6 Saturday evening. More information can be found at the Terra Studios Facebook page.